أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار مهطعين مقنعي رؤوسهم لا يرتد إليهم طرفهم وأفئدتهم هواء وأنذر الناس يوم يأتيهم العذاب فيقول الذين ظلموا ربنا أخرنا إلى أجل قريب نجب دعوتك ونتبع الرسل أولم تكونوا أقسمتم من قبل ما لكم من زوال وسكنتم في مساكن الذين ظلموا أنفسهم وتبين لكم كيف فعلنا بهم وضربنا لكم الأمثال وقد مكروا مكرهم وعند الله مكرهم وإن كان مكرهم لتزول منه الجبال. And don't ever think that Allah Ta'ala does not heed the works of these kafirs. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala gives them respite to a day wherein the sights will be fixed in a gaze, running and rushing forth, raising their heads, and even their gaze not returning to them, and their hearts will be void of all sense. With horror and with shock, their hearts will become senseless. وَأَنذِرِ النَّاسِ, and warn mankind the day the punishment comes to them. Then will the sinners say, Our Rabb, grant us respite to a short term. We will answer your call and follow the Rasuls. أَوَلَمْ تَكُونُوا أَقْسَمْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ, before this, weren't you resolving on oath that you will suffer no decline? And you dwelt in the homes of those who wronged themselves, and it was clearly shown to them how we dealt with them. And we had explained to you all different types of parables. You had seen for yourselves how we had dealt with these kafirs and these sinners, and these examples had been clearly illustrated. We had been even dwelling in their very homes, so this was absolutely clear to you. وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكَرَهُمْ وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ, and mighty were the plots that they had made, and their plots were well in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their plots were so mighty that even the mountains could have been shaken with their plots. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعَدْهِ رُسُلًا, so don't ever think that Allah Ta'ala will fail His promise towards His Rasuls. For Allah Ta'ala is exalted in might and one of great retribution. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ, the day that this earth will be changed to a different earth, and so will be the heavens, and they will all appear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the One and the Most Mighty. And you will see the sinners on that day bound in chains and fetters. Their garments will be of liquid pitch, and their faces covered with fire, that Allah ta'ala may reward and punish every soul for what it has earned. Allah ta'ala is swift in reckoning. This is a message for mankind, and that they may be warned through this, and they may know that it is just one Allah, and people of understanding may take heed. These verses Allah Ta'ala explains the severity of the day of Qiyamah, when people will be reckoned, they will be brought out of their graves. What will be the spectacle, and how will it appear then? It will be a day where people's eyes will be fixed in a gaze, in horror and in terror. Their minds and their brains will become senseless, with their heads outstretched, rushing towards the collar. So Allah Ta'ala says, these zalims at that time, when they come back to their senses, then will they say to Allah Ta'ala, grant us some time, grant us respite for a short term, that we may get the chance to listen to your call and follow the ways of the Rasuls. But before this, when you had that respite and you had the chance, then you had acted so arrogantly and so proudly that you say, مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ زَوَال, that we will suffer no decline, we are here to remain. Now your attitude has changed totally and you want to be returned. وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِن, and further for your own lesson, for you to take a lesson, you've been living in these, in the homes of these zalims. People, you had seen how we had dealt on account of their wrong, we had dealt with them, how we had punished them. So in these very homes you had lived, but yet this was not sufficient for you to take a lesson. On that day the kafirs will be such that they will be in fetters, grouped together, groups of kafirs according to their works, kafirs or sinners, and according to their works they will be tied in chains and fetters and grouped together. The earth will be a totally different earth. It's reported in a hadith that on the day that earth will have no valleys, no mountains, one straight plain, and all mankind will be gathered together. So this will be where man will be risen from his grave, and then man will be moved on to a different earth, totally different. Hadith explains, as white as silver, and they will be moved on to this plane for their reckoning. So you will see these sinners grouped together in accordance to their sins, in accordance to the wrongs that they were used to in this world. They will be grouped together, bound in fetters and chains, and their garments will be of liquid pitch that is highly inflammable, and their faces will be covered in fire. So all this is for that man may understand this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a thing that is to be taken insignificantly. It's to be taken seriously. Man may take a heed over this. He may reflect over these contents. And with careful reflection and examination, you see, one comes to the right goals and one comes to the right ends. May Allah give us tawfiq.